traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. And I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. And my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. First verse, my heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Nor pain nor death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Its glittering towers, the sun outshine. I feel like traveling on. That heavenly mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling on. Amen. I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Let others seek a home below, but I feel like traveling on. Amen. Deep out or waves or flow, I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Let others seek a home below, but I feel like traveling on. Which flames devour or waves or flow, but I feel like traveling on. Amen. I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and bare. I feel like traveling on. Is he good to you? The Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Feel that blessed home I see. I feel like traveling on. Amen. I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. Amen. Feel like traveling on. Let's just clap. The Lord's been so good to me. Amen. 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 Oh, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Until that blessed home I see, I feel like traveling on. Amen. I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. Amen. I feel like traveling on. Amen. How many feel like traveling on? Amen. That's what we're doing. Amen. We're traveling on. Amen. Lord's been so good to you. How many's been good to you? Amen. The Lord has been so good to me. Amen. Traveling on until that blessed home I see. I feel like, amen. I feel like traveling on. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Like traveling on. Amen. Feel like traveling on. Is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Praise the Lord. let others seek a home below, but I feel like traveling on, which flames devour or waves or flow, but I feel like traveling on. Oh, I feel like traveling on, feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and bare, I feel like traveling on. Is that how you feel about it this morning? Amen. Traveling home. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Brother Branham says, one day that you feel will be made manifest right before you. Amen. God bless you. May be seated this morning. Praise the Lord. Well, I sure miss our brother Joseph this morning. How you feel? Amen. Well, all I can say is, Lord, someone said, well, I'll be praying for you, Brother Samuel. Yeah, thank you, but don't pray for me. Pray for him. Pray for our brother Joseph. Amen. Wherever he's at, whatever the Lord's put up on his heart to doing, just bless him, Lord. And just my prayer is, Lord, love him. Lord, wrap him up in your arms and just let him know that you love him. And I'm so proud of him, aren't you? Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Love you, Brother Joseph, and we miss you, and just Lord bless and be with him. Amen. We just want to make a little announcement. Last week we give a little card out to you about prayer at the Branham Tabernacle between 12 o'clock and 4 o'clock. So if you notice on that little card, to check the updates. So make sure that you're always checking the updates on the website to make sure that you're staying in tune with that. It probably hasn't been posted as yet, but you'll probably see it soon, that tomorrow, Lord willing, it will be open again tomorrow between 12 and 4 o'clock for those of you that want to go down and pray. And I'm certain that it'll be a real blessing to you to do it. And so God bless you, those that can do that. How many visitors we have here this morning? Any visitors? All right, the Lacombe family, right? God bless you. Good to see you. And then we have a brother, Andrew Alassa from Nigeria. Where you at, brother? God bless you, my brother. Shalom to you. Thank you. Our brother, he's here for the tablet project over in Nigeria. So God bless you, my brother. Thank you for your stand for the word and this message. God bless you. Shalom to you, my brother. Amen. So we're just so happy to be here with you all this morning. Just had a little contrast I'd like to share with you. Is that, you know, theologians and priests and laity alike, we study the word and we talk about the word. And that's wonderful. But everything that we say has to be judged by the blueprint of God's word, in which we are not qualified to interpret. Everybody should have said amen on that one. Amen. But prophets, they not only talk about the word and say the word, but they manifest the word. Amen. They speak the word. They have the word. And they are the word. Amen. And they are the divine interpreter of that word. Amen. Brother Branham said that Amos was God's word walking down the road. Amen. There's no judging of a prophet. Amen. 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 No judging of a prophet. Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
What do you mean by that, no judging of a prophet? Well, we can start with Abraham and all through the scriptures, but we'll just talk about Abraham just for a second. Abraham, I wouldn't say this, but this is what Brother Branham said. I'm not making an accusation. I'm just saying what he told us, is that he gave his wife to another man, Abraham, royal seed of Abraham. He gave his wife to another man. He backslid, Brother Branham said. Once again, I'm not making accusations against prophets. Left the land where the Lord had led him to. He lied. And God told that righteous king, restore that man his wife. That man is my prophet. You restore his wife to him. And if you don't, and not only that, have him pray for you. And if you don't, you're a dead man and your nation's gone. Whoa. That man's my prophet. Have him pray for you and restore his wife, or you're a dead man. God sees things a lot differently than we do. We're so carnally minded, it's unbelievable. But God sees it different. You can't judge a prophet. Paul was so bold. I love the boldness of Paul. That's my terminology, if you will, forgive me, but he says, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Just let him be accursed. Anything different from what I said? Wow. But he was the messenger to that age. Yeah, thus saith the Lord. He not just talked about the word and studied the word, he manifested that word. Amen. And all the scripture is given by inspiration by God and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. Now, in St. John 16:13, it says this. Let me read it to you. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Amen. Sound familiar? Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Let me share with you what Brother Branham said about that scripture. On the message, we heard this the other day on the future home. He says, quote, and if you are the bride, how many is the bride? Amen. Amen. Okay. And if you are the bride is a part of the husband. And if the only place that you'll ever recognize it is recognizing what part of that husband, that word, you are, or you can't recognize being the bride. How many sees that? See, you have to recognize your position. You can't recognize somebody else's. What if Moses would have come with Noah's message? And Noah was part of it, but it wouldn't have worked. What if Jesus would have come with Moses' message? It wouldn't have worked. See, it was a different age. It was a different prophecy. A different part of the word had to be fulfilled there. They was in another day of the week. Not Tuesday's work can't be done on Wednesday, and Wednesday has got to be done on Wednesday, see. Saturday has to be Saturday's work, see. And they was recognized, oh, Moses, we have Moses. He said, if you'd have known Moses, you would have known me. For he was the one that spoke of me. The Lord your God shall raise a prophet like unto me. Get the idea? Oh, my, see. Then Jesus said in St. John 14, when he, the Holy Ghost, is come, he will bring these things to your memory, see, show you what day you're living in, and then another thing you'll know him by, he'll show you things to come. See, right back to the prophetic again. Amen. When he's come, see, end quote. And then he goes on another message, a guide, and he says the same scripture. he says this. Other words, he'll be the one that will reveal the thing, end quote. Amen. He'll be the one to reveal the thing. Amen. Let me share another quote with you about that same scripture that Brother Branham said about. He says, quote, but Jesus said, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, see, he will bring these things that I have taught to your memory, the Word. And he'll also show you things to come. There is the real Spirit-filled church now. Stays with the Word. Reflects the Word. God on earth, see, he doesn't need any theologian because his Word is of no private interpretation. He interprets his own word by vindicating and proving it. It's the truth. End quote. Amen. Amen. That's the truth. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, over in St. Matthew 17:11, it tells us that we're to receive a prophet that will restore all things. Not some things, all things. Amen. And that prophet is found in Revelations 10:7. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, after he hath declared to his servants the prophets. He has placed a special leadership in that seventh angel messenger to bring his people back to the truth, to restore all things. Amen. A special leadership. God has a plan to restore all things. And that plan is, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. Amen. 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 Bless you. Amen. Now, I'll ask you, how many of you are part of the Bride of Christ? Then he, Brother Branham said in the Church Ages book, he says, he who would have the fullness of God would follow the messenger as the messenger is a follower of the Lord by his word, end quote. Amen. Amen. There it is. Amen. Don't you want to hear what that prophet has to say? Amen. Brother Branham said in the message, the greatest battle ever fought, he says, now this is what I'm saying this morning. He says, is storing food. Storing food so that you'll have something to eat. So that you'll have something to feast upon. Get it on your tapes. Amen. Set in the cool of the room. Maybe when I'm long ways away, you'll still remember these things are true. Amen. Set in your room and listen. See, and this is food storing in the storehouse, end quote. Amen. We believe you, Brother Branham. We believe what you said. Amen. Brother Branham says in the Laodicean Church Age, in the Church Ages book, he says, in the days of the seventh messenger, in the days of the Laodicean Age, its messenger will reveal the mysteries of God as revealed to Paul. He will speak out, and those who receive that prophet in his own name will receive the beneficial effect of that prophet's ministry. And they that hear him will be blessed and become part of that bride. End quote. Amen. Are you a part of that bride? Amen. This great evening light. Amen. It is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, in every detail except the physical body. It is, thus saith the Lord, it is the voice of God to us. Amen. And we believe it, every word, every jot, every tittle of it. There's many things that we may not understand, but there's one thing about it. We don't got our eyes on anything else. And we don't got our ears tuned to no other voice but that one voice, and that is the voice of God. Amen. Amen. In the message proving his word, he says he was in the feet in Luther, in the thighs in Wesley, in the shoulders in Pentecost. See what I mean? He is the head. You have a part that joins that together. This hour that we're living now, not the feet part, not the thigh part, not the shoulder part, but the neck part. Is that right? It joins to the head, end quote. Amen. And Brother Branham says in the same message, proving his word, he says, in the day when the Son of Man shall be revealed, reveal himself as what? Not Son of God. Son of Man will reveal himself in a different way. What does that make Malachi 4? Exactly right, end quote. Amen. No doubt about it. What is that? That's the head that was here in the east is the same in the west and connects the two together. They're one. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He is here. And every need that we have need of today, God's already given it to you. He's called you and I today to the table to restore all things. Not to just our health, but a complete resurrected and redemption of a body and soul and the whole thing together. A whole bride ready for a resurrection and a rapture to go to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And if you will hear this voice on this tape, that voice will prepare you for that resurrection and rapture. And you will be a part of that bride. And you are a part of that bride. And it's the only thing that will prepare you for that time. And you are a part of that word. Praise the name of the Lord. He's vindicated a prophet messenger for this day. A pillar of fire over his head so you don't have to question not even one jot or one tittle of what that prophet said. If a prophet of God told me to jump off a cliff, I wouldn't even think twice about it by God's help. I would just go and jump off that cliff. Say, what do you mean by that? Just real simple. I don't know what that means. All I would know is that the prophet told me to do it. And either it's a quick trip to glory, or it's a test to see if I'd obey him, or there's a feather bed on the other end of the line. But regardless, it don't matter. Amen. Placed the king's sword in his hand. Amen. He says, it fit my hand perfectly. Amen. 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 Remember that dream or that vision that Brother Roy Roberson had? He said, this is my servant, my prophet. Hear ye him. And at that vision, he was set at the head of the table. We get to feast at that table. And every man that heard him speak, he says, understood exactly what he said. He was out in the woods. There wasn't a squirrel in the country. The Lord spoke to him, says, you speak squirrels. How many do you have need of? Then he says, there'll be a squirrel coming from there, and from there. He didn't just say it, but he spoke it, and then it happened. A squirrel from there and from there and there. Spoke squirrels into existence. Spoke storms out of existence. Spoke tumors out of existence. Praise the Lord. What are we this morning? What are you this morning? What's the glorious part of this is? is that we are spoken word seed children of God, the bride of Jesus Christ. Amen. That's what you are. Amen. Is that what you are by the grace of the Lord? Then what did he say? Lay in the presence of the Son to ripen, to get all the greenness out of us. Lord, that's my prayer this morning. Lord, get all the greenness out of me. Bake me, Lord, by your Holy Spirit. Get all the greenness out of me. Lord, please, Lord, help me. Praise the name of the Lord, and he's here to do it. Let's just sing it to him. Let's just raise our hand in a rededication and a consecration and sing it with all our heart. Lord, ripen us, Lord. Bake the greenness out of us. Oh, he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Calling out your name, he is here. You can touch him, you will never be the same. And he is here.
Gracious Lord Jesus, Father, it's so wonderful that we can reach out and touch you, Father. Lord, how you're confirmed in your own word to us, Father, and that you reveal yourself to your bride, Lord Jesus. And Father, how good it is to be a Christian, because when we have problems, Lord, and we have them, and Lord, there's sickness among us, and there's problems that are here on this world that we have to deal with, that Father, we can come to you with assurance to know that you will take care of it, Lord. Father, how thankful we are that you take care of your bride, Father. Lord, as each one of the prayer requests that came through today, Lord, and Father, those around the world that we didn't see, Father, I just ask that you would just be a comfort to them, Lord, and heal them, Father. And Lord, whatever their situation is, Lord Jesus, I just ask that you would come and Lord, let them know that you're there with them, Father. And it's such a great thing to know, Lord, even when we're sick, that if we know that you're right there, Lord, it makes it worth it. We just love you, Heavenly Father, and we just ask that we be drawn closer to you and lead, guide, and direct us in our lives, Father. And Father, we just ask you to be with Brother Joseph. Keep your hand up over him. Bless and be with him, Father. Just thank you now for all you're doing for us in this church, and Lord, how you're drawing us closer to you, Father. We just love you for it. In your precious and lovely name, we ask these things. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Oh, he is here. Hallelujah. He is here. is here and you can touch him, you will never be the same.
Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Just so thankful to be gathered together one more time this side. We know that it's so close. And I just appreciate what our brother Samuel said. And I just appreciate his love for this message and his standing. And we love you, brother Samuel. And thank you. That closer walk with thee. Amen. I know that I'm weak, but he is strong. Praise your name. Oh, I am weak, but thou art strong. Oh, Jesus, keep me from all wrong. Oh, be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Oh, just a closer walk with thee. Oh, grant is my plea. Yes, daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Our Heavenly Father, truly that's our prayer this day, is a closer walk with you, Father. Help us each step of the way, Father, as we look to you, look to your word. We pray, Lord, as we come to hear your word this day, as we hear this anointed word, that you just anoint our ears to hear and understanding and reveal a little bit more of yourself to us, Father, we pray. And Lord, we pray as we collect these tithes and offerings that you'll bless them and use it for the furtherance of your gospel. Bless this service. Bless your people, we pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Just a closer walk with thee. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Oh, daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord. Let it be, and through this world of toils and snares, oh, if I falter, Lord, who cares? And who just a closer walk with thee. Oh, grant it, Jesus, is my plea. I'm daily walking close to my feeble life. life is old, and time for me will be no more. Just guide me gently, safely daily walking close to thee. Oh, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And I'm in that number. Oh, I'm in that number. My hope in Jesus, blessed anchor of my soul. When trials fierce assail me, as storms are gathering o'er, I rest upon his mercy and trust him more. Oh yes, I'm anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. I've anchored in Jesus. Peace. His voice has stilled the waters and bid their tumultuous seas. My pilot and deliverer, to him I all confide. For always when I need him, he's at my side. Oh yes, I've anchored in Jesus, the storms of life I'll brave. Oh, I've anchored in Jesus, I fear no wind or wave. Oh, I've anchored in Jesus, for he hath power to save. I've anchored to the rock of ages. He
my friend and Savior. In him my anchor's cast. He drives away my sorrows and shields me from the blast. By faith I'm looking upward beyond life's troubled seas. And there I behold a haven prepared for me. Oh yes, I'm anchored in Jesus. The storms of life I brave. I'm anchored in Jesus. I fear no wind or wave. Oh, I'm anchored in Jesus. For he hath power to save. I'm anchored to the rock of ages. Oh yes, I'm anchored in Jesus. The storms of life I brave. I'm anchored in Jesus. I fear no wind or wave. Oh, I'm anchored in Jesus. For he hath power to save. I'm anchored to the rock of ages.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. This may be seated at this time. Special from Sister Gross.
We're not asking you to remove our temptation, for we know, Lord, you had to travel this road. Not asking to get by without going through our trial, but we're asking for grace for our soul, grace to overcome every trial and test. Grace to stand for thee and do our very best. Your grace to tell this world about your saving plan. That's all we ask, dear Lord, your grace to stand. Not asking for a bed of roses, for we know, Lord, before our crown there's our cross. We're not asking to be spared of our burden we must carry, but we're asking for grace, Lord, that's all. Grace to overcome every trial and test. Grace to stand for you and do our very best. Your grace to tell this world about your saving plan. That's all we ask, dear Lord, is grace to stand. This world is in total darkness. Fear is in the heart of all men, while your bride is feasting on fresh manna from your table, giving us your grace to stand. Grace to overcome every trial. Grace to stand for you and do our very best. Your grace to tell this world about your saving plan. That's all we ask, dear Lord, is grace to stand. Grace to overcome every trial and test. Grace to stand for thee and do our very best. Your grace to tell this world about your saving plan. That's all we ask, dear Lord, is grace to stand.
That's our desire, is just grace to overcome, grace to stand. You know, truly there was a great debt that we all owed, and there was no one that we couldn't do on our own. He took our place. It truly is amazing grace. And as we prepare to hear this message, just sing that little song, He Paid a Debt.
He paid a debt he could not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I see a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay. He paid a debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase, and now can sing a brand new song, amazing grace, all day long. Christ Jesus paid a debt that I could never pay.
Real sweetly to me.
One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Won't it be glory to
praise the name of the Lord. Just like to read you this little quote before we sing Only Believe. Brother Branham says in the message, Diseases and Afflictions, he says, quote, why is it I stand and make this declaration of words and saying that nothing can come to this platform without being diagnosed and tell the diseases, the secrets of the heart. And no matter how bad it's crippled, there's no one. That's been in other meetings, but know that every time they are healed. Why? When the angel met me, he said, if you'll get the people to be sincere, or if you'll be sincere and get the people to believe you, nothing will stand before your prayer. I believe it. And if I can get you to do that same thing, Louisville, Kentucky will have a shaking like it's never had before. That's a challenge. But what I'm trying to do tonight is to get you to see what I mean. Then when you come here and delivered, stand right on that word. He is the high priest of your confession. God can't do nothing to you till first you confess that He is. Then when you confess it, then believe it. Act upon it and stay with it, and God will bring you out. Do you believe that? Truly, end quote. Amen. There's a people that believes Him. It's you that's listening in. And right here, right now, Lord Jesus, we love you and we believe you. Lord, we believe you sent your prophet. We believe your prophet. Whatever he said, we believe it. We confess it. We stand on it. We believe it. We act on it. He'll bring me out. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Only believe. Amen. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Let's just sing it real softly. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe, all things are possible, only believe. Now with our heads bowed, remain standing, turn you to God's servant and prophet, Brother Branham.